Welcome once again. It's time for another Falcon Cast. We got the crew back together. How nice is this? First time, really, I don't know, since we were at the Performance Center a couple of weeks ago. Not the Performance Center.
Preview Center.
Yeah, the Preview Center. Performance Center, doesn't matter. We're
performing down there as well.
It's John, it's Jay, it's Shock, it's Bosek. We got Kelsey hanging out in the back. She's got her LeBron James doll. We won't hold that against her today.
Bob.
We've got Bob.
Why,
I was going to call him Scully.
Why is his name Bob?
I don't know. I just made it up just now.
That's pretty good right there.
We're going to make this really loosey-goosey, so I'm going to kind of sit back, relax.
John came in
like
his
I'm in the house.
Muhammad Ali shirt, and I love him.
Muhammad, not Muhammad.
Muhammad. Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm. Mama called him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
And I wanted to come in my pajamas, but then
every time I want to bring up Rocky Marciano. Every time we talk about boxing, somebody want to say Rocky Marciano. Still one of the greatest movies of all time.
Bosek has no idea what we're talking
Bosek,
about.
You have not ridiculous. Seen Coming to America? Okay, here's
Bosek,
your homework
take your
assignment.
Head those off right now and leave. That's
your
you
homework assignment between now and the next time we do this, which is probably a week from now. Week from
Coming to America. Please.
Coming to America, Eddie gotta Murphy, Arsenio. Do you even know who Arsenio Hall is?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Bosek,
that's
you
good.
Have
I'm
to
proud.
Come here. You
did a research paper on Arsenio
you need
Hall.
At least come here with your best.
Wait. You just said you did a research paper on Arsenio Hall. Hall?
Yeah.
That's awesome. What was the research? He had a failed talk
serious?
Show late at night.
Yeah, it was on Arsenio Hall. Well, he was a late talk show host, right?
Yeah.
I did it back in
Wait. What was the assignment? What was the
I don't remember. I just remember Arsenio Hall because I did a research paper. That's all I know. I don't really remember much.
That used to be must-watch TV in the early 90s. Because Arsenio Hall had some great guests back then. What are you, Eddie Murphy's best friend? That's kind of how he got his start and everything.
Yeah.
Why didn't I have best friends like that? My best friends are like...
You're stuck with me in shock.
Well, you guys are at least successful. The people I grew up with, not so much so. Like, they're all leaning on me to do something. I'm like... You chose the wrong guy to lean
look,
on.
If you're choosing these coattails to ride on, you better hang on tight.
Right. Come on, Bosek. Coming to America, we need you to bring your best one-liner back. It's a must.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, you're going to love
it's
it.
It's a must.
I'll write it down.
Eddie Murphy plays about 17 roles.
It's amazing.
Arsenio That's what they say coming up with the movie. They were trying to think of guys who can play all these different roles, and he said he went to Arsenio. Was like, hey, how about we do it?
Yeah.
That's how it happened. So.
McDowell's. You'll love
McDowell's,
it. McDowell's.
Yeah.
McDowell's is a great chain restaurant. We got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about, obviously. Falcon related.
Yeah.
We'll do some of that because I know people, as much as they want to hear about Coming to America, they want to know about the draft.
No doubt.
That thing's getting here quick.
It's happening.
We still have yet to do our combine, and I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, because somebody else on Twitter actually asked me about that. So we need to get that set up.
We can still do that.
Look, we're working through some stuff. We got a lot going on.
We'll do the bench press so Shock could win.
No.
We'll do the wing eating contest so I can win. And we'll do the Twitter contest so you can win. Because I bet you can knock out 140 characters faster than anybody.
But see, the thing is, both you guys work out. Both you guys are strong guys. So don't put it off like I'm just going to win. I know
really?
You guys work out.
Okay, so if we're
doing
225.
I've seen both you guys. You guys got guns, so don't act like it's just me.
How many 225 can you do? Like, be honest.
Honestly?
Be honest.
Tell maybe 12.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'm right around, if I go fresh, I could probably do 9-10.
Okay.
If I go after you know, if I'm working my way up, I'll probably get to about 7.
You got to get a little warm up and then you go into it. I mean, it just depends
right.
on.
So
you
you're going to win that one.
Shock's going to knock out 20.
Shock, you sent us that video of you squatting what?
Like a car.
Was it 315 or 405?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Of course you don't remember.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
He's a 4-plate minimum guy when he does legs.
4-plate.
No, this
man,
was just
yeah.
one day and I was just trying to see if I still was strong, you know? And, you know, usually I'm all about reps, so. I don't do heavy weights all the time, so that was just one day. I just wanted to see if I could.
I got nothing in my right ear,
well,
but that's okay.
I haven't had anything in my right ear.
This is like reality TV. Whatever is happening live,
that's,
it's happening.
That's what's happening, and that's what I want the Falcon Cast to be. It's going to be a lot different than John introducing a topic and then us doing analysis.
Right.
We're just going to talk like we talk before we press record on the camera without the cussing.
Yeah, I do have on Air Max 95 if you were looking. You know where I got these? Nike Outlet.
We have not talked about the Falcons at all.
We did. I said we're going to talk about the draft, and we got completely off topic once again.
I imagine this is how this is going to go.
Yeah, and that's good. There's people that like podcast-ish type stuff where you just kind of sit back.
That's what this is a podcast.
Well, I know,
that's why I said – that's why, you know, we go back to audio only, and people act like it started out audio only.
Hey, that's yeah. They act like
we went to video because we thought, well, shoot, we might as well do a show.
Well, I'll be honest, I hate seeing myself on camera. That was a good catch. D-Led had an article out this week, and appreciate D-Led at AJC and AJC.com and all that stuff, talking about the Falcons depth chart, which I found really interesting. And if you're a Falcon fan and you hadn't read that yet, and you look at it, there's some positions that, let's be frank, are pretty sobering. You look around at the depth or lack thereof at a couple of spots, and you start to look to the draft and go, you've got to address some of these. Mm-hmm. And the first one that came to mind to me was linebacker. Mm-hmm. Brooks Reed, and it looks like he's going to give up 56, so Sean Weatherspoon's going to wear 56 now.
That's confirmed.
But Brooks Reed, probably your starting outside backer. Spoon's your other one. You got Paul in the middle, Paul Warlow. But what do you have behind that? Durant was let go. Nate Stupar. I can't believe you signed with the Saints, but that's neither here nor there. Really? Yeah, really,
tough.
Stoop? That's
that
where you're going to go?
That was tough. That was tough.
We was living that Stoop life, and now
no more Stoop life.
No. Maybe we run into him on bourbon.
But you know what, John? I think you bring up a great point about the depth at those positions because you need those, especially at linebacker, where there's constant punish, constant hitting every single time. Guys are getting hurt. We saw Warlow, who's one of the toughest guys on the team last year, go down a little bit. He had some I think it was an ankle injury or something like that last season, and you need somebody else to fill his spot. Obviously, teams play fast and furious. You got to have linebackers in there who can run. You got to have linebackers in there who are going to stay healthy for you. And obviously, this is not to put anything on Spoon, but over the last few years, we know he's had the injury issues. So if something happens, you want to have somebody else who can come in and fill that spot. And right now, you don't have that. So you're hoping coming into the draft, you really shore up those positions, whether it's impact player or it's guys who you know can come in and help contribute. So linebacker is a key position for you. You're doing some things up front at D-line to try to help yourself, but you still got to have those guys who are linebacker who are really playing solid.
I think if the draft is today, I think you're looking at linebacker.
True.
And not a whole lot else.
Yeah.
For me, I'm still waiting to see if the Falcons are playing the long game with guys like O'Brien Schofield and Philip Wheeler, see if maybe one of those guys, you know, comes back potentially. They're out there still testing the free agency waters. You know, if no teams come sniffing around, they might come back here. Who knows? But I still think in those cases, you're going to need that young, fresh linebacker with the speed that you guys are talking about that Dan Quinn wants.
I think that edge, too. I think somebody has some edge to
him. Yep, you got to have a dog.
The guys who are a little gritty. Some that the Falcons haven't had in a long time. Somebody who is real kind of nasty out there who's going to, just knock your freaking block off, man. Yeah. You need a couple guys like that who can play that position and who play downhill and who can be on the field all three downs.
So who are those guys to you? Who do you guys think have that attitude at the linebacker position?
You know what? Just watching the Darren Lee guy who we talked about from Ohio State, we talked about him last week, and he was one guy who, when you watch him on tape, he's only had 2 years where he's played linebacker, which is crazy. He actually came to Ohio State as a receiver, as a quarterback. I mean, he was a true athlete, but I think he has that attitude about him. And you watch it on film, he's down here. He's trying to take your head off. He's playing physical. He's playing fast. And I think he's still learning. So that's really going to be big. And another guy is Miles Jack over at UCLA. Mm-hmm. I know he had an injury. I know he had some stuff going on. But
that boy bad, though.
But you know what?
He is bad.
He's going to be something else.
You got something else is that he played for linebackers coach in now, Albright. So that's a big thing for him as well. So those are a couple guys that come to mind when you watch the tape and say, these are the kind of guys that you need to fit into the system now to help you play.
You know the problem I have when you talk about those guys? And I like Darren Lee, and I think he's got some great upside. My two favorite backers are both coming off injury. Jalen Smith's the best linebacker in the draft.
Absolutely, no question.
The problem is Jalen Smith's not going to play most likely in 2016.
Yeah.
And he may never play. So you can't spend a first-round pick on a guy that's not going to give you any impact in year one. So what does that do? That leaves you down to Miles Jack. I don't think Jack makes it out of the top 10.
No.
I think somewhere between 8 and 10, Miles Jack's off the board.
Yeah.
I'd pick Philadelphia right now after trading away Kiko Alonso. That's your spot. So where does that leave you with backers? Darren Lee. Mm-hmm. Who Shock just talked about as a guy that doesn't have a ton of experience, or Reggie Ragland, who everybody loves. The problem is Reggie ran like 4.8 in his pro day, And you can't keep them on the field all three downs. Yeah. And in Quinn's system, that's what you need.
And I'm going to give you another name then. And that's Leonard Floyd. We talked about him last week on the show. I think this is a kid whose stock is just going to continue to rise the rest of the once we get into April, it's just going to continue to go. Georgia had its pro day. Some mixed results, yeah, from him. Not exactly rave reviews, but which could keep him could be good for us. It could keep him from climbing maybe a little too far. But he's a guy I like. Liked him at the combine. But he's a guy who I know our fans would be thrilled because of the hometown connection, and he's just down the street. And we all know that, that there haven't been too many Bulldogs on the on the roster.
True,
and we need ever since you left. Man,
well, it was Akeem Dent was picked a few years back. Yep. Was it you before that?
Yep, I think I was the first in like last 10, 15 years or
something. Thomas
like that.
Brown was
Thomas
drafted.
Brown,
and y'all had
Brown,
Martrez Milner and undrafted.
Yep. So it was a few guys, but it hasn't been one in a while. And
Floyd cover? I've seen him come off the edge.
That's a big thing.
Drop?
But that's the thing is, like, do you just want somebody who's going to compliment Vic on the other side? Do you worry about that first? Or do you worry about the coverage?
You know what I worry about? 19 sacks last year. 19 sacks last year. As opposed to the league leader in Denver in 52.
Right.
Pressure and after the cube, that's number one, I think.
Bosek's got me tangled in some cords down there. I can't believe it. Look at this. I'm like tied up.
I think covering, I don't want to say covering secondary, but I think rushing the quarterback has to be primary.
Sure. But then
you teach him how to cover.
Sure. But then now you've got Kobe Fleener in the division.
Yeah.
Nightmares.
You got Greg Olson.
Nightmares.
Still hanging around. Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Nightmares.
Boy, we are having a major audio issue. What is going on, Mr.
It just went down a little bit in the ear. That's all.
That's all.
I mean, I can hear it, but, a little more volume on her. But you're right. Tight ends in this league have always been a sore in the side of the Falcons for years.
So maybe it's not necessarily something that you can say, okay, well, we just really care about the pass rush. We can teach him how to cover it.
I think it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both because you got to have guys in this league like we mentioned that can stay on the field for three downs, and that can be downhill, but also can not be a liability in space.
Right. Here's why I think you address pass rush. As much as we like all these backers that we're talking about, you get pressure on a quarterback, suddenly you don't have to cover for 4 or 5 seconds.
Right.
Suddenly Ben Watson's not able to just, crease you down the middle for 100-plus yards. I have nightmares every time we walk into that building. I don't care who their tight end is. Josh Hill, Mickey Shuler, I'm just throwing, random tight ends. Joe Rose. I mean, just pick a tight end name. Who'd you play with? Jim Blazevich? I mean, who's your tight end at Georgia?
Pete Metzelaar.
Pete Metzelaar. There's a Metzelaar. Great name from the past. Those guys are always open. Zach Miller had a 100-yard game. For the Seattle Seahawks, Zach Miller hadn't had 100 yards since that day.
But
you got to get some pressure.
But that's really been your problem over the last couple of years, though. That's your constant theme is pass rush and covering a tight end. And so you've got to be at the point where, okay, enough is enough.
I'm just looking at you trying to figure out how you pulled Pete Metzelaar's.
Hey, man, that was my
Jim
that's like
Jensen.
K-gun offense back in the day.
But you know what? I think one thing that goes hand in hand with that is the position behind him in safety. Because a lot of times safeties have to cover the tight ends as well. Mm-hmm. So if you have that guy who's rushing up the field, who's playing outside linebacker, and he rushes up, and then here comes the safety down in the box to cover your tight end, now you got to find that other safety. We already know Ricardo Allen did a great job for us last year. He's coming to his own. We know Willie Moe is gone. You signed Godfrey back, but who's that other safety who can come down or who can play that high hole for you?
So on the roster right now, you got Kamal. Right?
Yeah.
So if you're thinking, maybe we're at 17, maybe some of these guys are gone, do you look at safety? Because everything that I've heard is that there's not really a number one safety like a Landon Collins was last year or – there's not one of those guys.
Landon Collins better hope he stays playing like a number one safety.
Yeah, no kidding.
With the story that came out about him this week.
Oh. Well, my thing is this, is like if you are at 17, what you don't want to do is you don't want to stretch for a safety who you think may be around in the second or third round.
Right.
So my thing is if your linebackers are gone here, you focus on the pass rush mm-hmm. because there's going to be some defensive linemen in this draft. I mean, this is deep as you can get in the draft as far as defensive line and linebackers. Guys like – and you know my absolute favorite. Yep. Name him. Hmm. Who? Yeah, never mind. A'shaun Robinson. Yeah. That's yeah.
Wow, we think alike.
Bosek, you were talking last week. You don't want to talk this week?
Yeah. No, I want you guys.
He's busy
going.
Over here messing with everything.
Yeah. I'm worried about this audio up. Right now.
Yeah, that's up. But A'shaun Robinson, a guy like him, one of these big defensive tackles, you know, if like a Sheldon Rankins is still around. If you can provide pressure up front in any way, shape, or form, to your point, you don't have to have great coverage skills out on the tight end.
Here's one thing to think about when you have guys like that who play the defensive tackle spot. Usually they're in the 3 technique if they're playing in 4-3. But if you boom them to a 3-4 and they go outside, they can play the 5. They can play the 7 technique and be able to rush from the right offside the tackle and then have another guy rushing on the edge. That gives you the look of another pass rusher that can just push from the outside as well as the inside.
Right.
So it adds like multiple issues for an offensive line when you have a guy like that who can be quick enough to move around and play other positions. Because we know there are times this Falcons defense is going to be 4-3. Sometimes it's going to be 3-4. Where they line up and their ability to rush the passer in those spots is also very key.
And you talk about the safety position. It seems like the number one defensive back is this kid out of Florida State.
What's Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen there
Ramsey.
He is. He's a beast. So they're saying he could be a cornerback. He could be a safety. I mean, where does he project? Where do you see?
He's a top five.
He's a top five pick.
Absolutely.
But where does he go?
Yeah.
Where does he go as far as what position does he play?
See, I think he's going to start as a corner. He played both at Florida State. He played some safety, played corner, but his biggest impact was at corner, because you put him on an island and just say, go play somebody. Go play man-to-man and try to be a Richard Sherman.
Right.
Try to be a Desmond Trufant. Try to be a Darrell Revis. I don't know that he quite has those coverage skills, but he's a big guy. He's a playmaker. He's a ball hawk. I think the best pure cover corner is Vernon Hargraves.
Oh, yeah.
You put him just in a man-to-man technique and let him loose and say, you've got this guy wherever he goes.
But I tell you, I don't like what I'm hearing about him going down to Tampa. That's what I don't like.
Stay out of Tampa.
They don't need any other help on defense. I have nightmares of a few things. It's the New Orleans tight ends. It's Levante David and the interior pass rush from the Carolina Panthers. Mm. That whole triangle in the middle with Lotulelei short
and Luke Kuechly picked up his option. I'm not really excited about that.
Yeah, me neither. There's another year of Lotulelei.
Picked up his option, and you just signed Paul Solia, who knows a little bit about you. So
Those three will tip the Richter scale.
He may have a little chip coming back here, too. So I think so.
Maybe.
Just a little chip.
Just a little.
You know, so my question there was more about, you know, if you get a team that takes – Ramsey, with the idea of using him as a safety, does that suddenly change the dynamic of where some of these other guys go? Because if you're going to say that he's a safety, the drop from him to maybe a Neal from Florida is pretty significant.
Right.
They're not all that close.
People start reaching for him because they think he's the next in line. Yeah.
Right. So if you're a fan out there, what I'm basically trying to say is, your safety position, I mean, you got to think it's Kamal versus either a veteran who comes on the cheap, like a Charles Godfrey, if he's still got his suitcase packed.
Reggie Nelson's still sitting out there.
Or it's a guy maybe you pick up in one of the middle rounds.
Yeah, I'd look middle round. And if it gets to that, to your point at 17, that just say the pass rusher you're looking for is not there. The linebacker you're in love with is not there. And I know Thomas has been notorious for being a wheeler and dealer come draft day. You're short a couple of draft choices, whether via trade or penalty. Move back. Acquire some more depth along the lines, because one of the other sobering things I looked at when I went down D-Led's depth chart is there are multiple positions to fill. I mean, we can kid ourselves. I know we love this organization. We love to be around them. We think that they're going to go from 8 to 10, 11, or 12 wins. But when you look, there's not the quality of depth that you've seen in the past where you just go, you know, if a guy goes down, and let's be honest, National Football League players are going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You can plug a Nate Stupar in. You could plug a Kamal Ishmael in and not really lose a whole lot. you're looking now going, all right, our number twos in some places aren't as good as they should be. Heck, our number ones probably aren't as good as they should be. Some of the guys that are at number one maybe should be at number two. So for me, acquiring draft choices would be something I'd be really open to. Don't move up. I don't want to trade up and go get Jalen. I'd love to have Jalen Ramsey, but I don't want to trade up and get a guy. I'd rather move back to 25 because of the depth you talked about, Jay, at the defensive line and, yeah, and the linebacker, and try to acquire another third or a fourth round pick.
I completely understand what you're saying, but let me ask the question of, if you're in a position where you feel as the number one guy on your board at linebacker or pass rusher can go 2-3 picks in front of you, mm-hmm, with the amount of picks that you have, are you willing to give up something to go get the guy who can contribute and help your team right now?
Can't do it this year.
It's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really – it's very strange because, you know, we're kind of used to having a couple extra picks. You get some compensatory picks and, you know, you trade it away one and you lose another to a penalty punishment thing. And so you're sitting there with six – what is it, Kelsey, is it five or six?
Picks. Five.
Five picks. We've got some people say five, some people say six.
One
it's five
seven.
Picks. Thank you. So, anyways, you've got five picks. I've never seen us go into a draft situation like this. So it is going to be interesting to see how Thomas, who is notorious for trading up, mm-hmm, handles being in a situation where you don't have a whole lot to play around with.
Right.
Now, I like your idea of trading back and acquiring a couple more picks, but gosh, he just doesn't do that. He doesn't do that.
How about I throw out a crazy scenario?
This is just a scenario.
I don't want people to say, John Michaels of the Falcon Cast said this was going to happen.
Oh, they're going to do it anyway. It'll be on the message boards in 10 minutes.
The Jets have basically said, I don't know if it's the Jets or Muhammad Wilkerson, their camps have basically said, he's not going to be in New York this next year. Would you give up your one for him?
Mm-hmm.
You'd give up your number one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is, again, scenario I'm doing it. And I know
that's it. You just give up your number one.
You give up 17 and you get Muhammad Wilkerson. Now he's going to cost you about what, 14 a year?
See, that's okay. So then you can't do it.
Oh, we'll figure it out. The Saints have circumvented the cap forever. There's ways around. There's guys in this building that make way more money than we do.
We'll figure it out. Don't worry about that. All things being equal, yes. I guess you can't get that salary figured out. I don't know.
That's you banking on knowing you have a guy who can come in here and contribute right away, as opposed to a guy you get at 17 and saying maybe.
That's the way. That's exactly the way I look at it. Yeah. You know what you're getting out of him.
Right. Yeah.
You draft somebody. They've never set foot on an NFL field before. You don't know what you're going to get out of them. How long it's going to take them to develop that kind of stuff. You get him. He comes in and is crushing people right away.
Mm-hmm. And so, he makes everybody around him better.
So make sure everybody tweets out John Michael said Muhammad Wilkerson coming to Atlanta.
Imminent.
I like it. That would be kind of a cool thing. That would be different.
It would be. Now,
that'd be Willen and Dillon, though.
Willen and Dillon.
That'd be right up TD's.
As long as you're not giving up another pick.
Yeah. Here's our one, and we'll figure out the cap. I mean, if we have to cut my salary or – actually, I don't have a salary.
No, you don't.
You have to cut somebody's salary here. We'll have to cut Shock's wardrobe salary because there's about $12 million.
Here we go.
Another brand new shirt.
Here we go.
Every week.
Shock, are you playing in the Matt Ryan Pro-Am?
I am.
The tournament
April,
coming up here?
Yes, April at Sugarloaf. I will.
I'll be out there.
You're going to be out there?
Not playing. I'm actually doing my other job. We'll be broadcasting.
I'll be there. I don't know what I'll be doing. I won't be playing, but I'll probably be following somebody and just – messing around. Can I come on radio? How come you never have us on the radio?
You know what? I'd asked you a few years ago.
That is flat out.
No, absolutely. When I was doing a show by myself, I said, could you come on? You go, I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
Well, that is true. I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
So, dude, just come on anytime you want. Matter of fact, at the golf tournament, come over and hang out with Rick and I.
There we go.
Nice. Shock you as well.
You, me, and Rick will talk some shooty hoops because he don't know how to.
Shooty hoops.
We'll break down
LeBron.
There we go.
Where he's going.
There we go. Where's he going?
Have you unfollowed anybody on Twitter lately?
Me?
The Atlanta Falcons?
Have you unfollowed the Falcons?
What would you do if Matt Ryan unfollowed the Falcons?
Ooh, that would be – I would hurt. I would probably get into Sarah Ryan's DMs and be like, hey, Sarah, is Matt mad at me?
Down in the DM.
No, not like that.
Come on, yo, Gotti.
Because LeBron unfollowed the Cavs. That's why.
On Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everything.
But
then he said he wants to go on Snapchat. Follow him on the Snap, I guess is what it's called.
He didn't even.
Would that be a story around here if Matt Ryan suddenly.
And they asked him the question and he just
said.
He said next question. Question. Okay. The PR lady said next question.
Right.
Here's our threshold for what's a story, okay? Yesterday on. Well, okay. What's today? Tuesday? Monday on AtlantaFalcons.com. We had a headline that read Falcons guard spends day bathing elephants.
Nice. Okay.
So would we write that story? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We would. Okay. Absolutely.
Who's bathing an elephant?
Colin Rowrig. As far as the threshold of where our line of shame is, it has been redefined as far as how far we'll go for clicks. So.
Real quick, Falcons wise, free agency, we address the middle of the offensive line. Still could probably use a piece or two, sure. Maybe for some depth and whatnot. Yep. Address the wide receiver position with Mohamed Sanu. Still could probably use another piece to come in there and play.
Yeah.
How much impact did free agency have on what they're going to do draft wise? A lot. I mean, you're not going to draft a center now. You're not going to draft Ryan Kelly.
You know,
from
it's
Alabama.
But it's really funny though, because before we always say that you can't really project the draft until you get a couple of weeks into free agency, right? I don't know that much has changed since then. I mean, I think if you go back to the week before free agency, I think we were still talking about defensive line, pass rush,
right.
Linebackers. I think you're still talking about that now. There was, a brief period of time where you may be talking about a wide receiver in the first round.
Yeah.
But you're right back to talking about that front seven that you want to improve on. So not a whole lot has really changed from a free agency standpoint. But you brought up a good point before we went on about, okay, when you get to the point where you're focusing on the offense, when do you take a tight end in this draft? When do you take a tight end? What's going on? That was did I just take the final question?
No.
I did. I'm sorry.
But that was one thing that I thought about, that I thought you're going to address a lot of issues like we've already done in free agency. You're going to address some in the draft, and there's still going to be a couple out there, like you mentioned. There's so many spots that you can say, all right, we need some depth here. We need some guys who can fill a void here or there when you need a guy to come in. And I kind of, put the question to Jay and said, hey, are you – satisfied with, tight end position? Do you think you need to draft a tight end? Where in the draft would you draft a tight end? Jacob Tammy did a good job for you. Tololo, like he came on a little bit for you last season. But are you completely satisfied with that position? And we talked about, look at the guys in his division, the guys that make major impacts for their team at tight end. Where do you want to be on that totem pole of, okay, maybe, we don't need to get another receiver if we have a tight end who can fill that void?
That's
so
a very good point.
Are you there somewhere in the draft, or are you still looking in free agency? That was my question about tight end, and what do you think, Jay?
Yeah, I think you do have to look. Now, the problem is, because you want to address a few spots on defense, you're probably not looking before the third round.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the fourth, but then that leaves you just one pick, and that's it. The tight end position's not as deep as it has been in the past. I mean, you're not seeing the guys that are projected high round picks, but there could be some guys in that third, fourth round area, and I have no problem with that. You want to continue to keep competition for the team, you continuously bring guys in. And do I like Jacob Tammy? Yeah. What did he have, 60 a year ago? 60 catches or right in that range? Yeah.
He was solid.
That's good for a starting tight end. Yeah. Levine has turned into a pretty good number two guy, can block pretty well. Tony Moyaki had a catch or two that were of some importance. Matter of fact, he had a touchdown during the season.
Yep.
I think he helped win.
That was
win
one of the better touchdowns of the year.
Oh, yeah.
He just ran over a guy down the sideline and stuff. Yeah, that was
Jarris
cool.
Bird, he didn't just run over anybody, too. He ran over Bird, so never mind.
But either way. But, yeah, I have no problem bringing a
Nobody's
guy
impressed
there.
By that.
I know he's already signed with somebody, but would you like a guy like Martellus Bennett?
Yes.
Heck yeah.
And the Patriots again. You traded a fourth round pick for Martellus Bennett.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Is that something that you would be willing to do with the five picks you have?
You guys, I don't like the new Falcon cast. This made me think too much. Boy, that's a tough question. That is a tough question.
What was the other trade that happened that I was like, why not us? Who's the other trade that happened in the league recently? Patriots go get him, and then there was one other trade for like a second rounder.
Oh, the Patriots, they got rid of
Chandler Jones.
Oh yeah.
We were interested, I guess. I guess we were in talks. We were part of that, but just didn't get done.
I would have given up a second rounder immediately for Chandler Jones.
Like you know what, Jones. What?
Plus, you get John Bone Jones to come hang around a little bit as well.
Exactly.
So we'd have a personal protector for the
from
team.
He's fighting pretty soon.
Both of those guys from my hometown of Rochester, New York, by the way. but you, what stunk about that, God bless you,
bless
is that you lose, you know, if you were talking with the Patriots about trading for Chandler Jones, you lose him to Arizona. But then the writing's on the wall that Chris Long, another guy that you were potentially right. after, is probably going to the Patriots because that's right. the only way that they would give that up. But mm-hmm. I'm still trying to figure that move out. Because Chris Long hasn't had a great run yeah. of things lately.
Right. right.
He even went so far as to apologize to fans on his Instagram account right before he was cut by the Rams. So Chandler Jones is just
he's a stud.
Stud.
He's a monster.
So if you're New England, doing?
That's Bill Belichick.
But we know New England doesn't yeah. care.
See, but that's
the only
thing
really
is,
star player they care about is Brady. And
right.
he's the only one who's really
because
irreplaceable.
In my mind, that's a weird move.
Yeah.
But in maybe 8-9 months, the egg could be on my face.
Well, and I think
that's
part
because
of
Bill
that,
Belichick is
Jonathan
like
that's
Cooper
like the Falcon
the
get rid of True Fun. You know, like what are you doing?
Well,
you
Jonathan Cooper was the name in that. That's interesting. That guy
yes,
was
of
he
course.
Was picked
yeah.
seventh overall, and I think that's a Bill Belichick. I'm smarter than you guys.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get this guy to play. They needed interior offensive
they
line
do that
help
a lot though. He's able to
but yeah,
to
he
make.
Just, he walks in and he puts the fear in people. He goes, "You're gonna play or you're gonna be unemployed."
Well, I knew a couple guys who played for New England, and they said literally, when you're in New England, everybody knows Belichick is the guy, and if you do not perform, he'll get you out of there.
Yeah,
so the guy, if you're a star, if you're not, everybody's held to this standard.
Right.
No matter where you're drafted, or where you're in the free agent, whatever, you're held to this standard. So coming in, you're like, if you don't get it done, you know automatically you're going to be out of there.
I just find it interesting. We sometimes on the main Falcons Twitter account, we'll catch some flack for the undrafted kid out of Georgia who went and started on the offensive line for New England.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What
center.
Was it?
The center, yeah.
I can't remember his name. His name is escaping me right now.
Me too.
So, you know, we catch some flag. Oh, you know, you can't scout this area and blah, 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 and you missed on this guy. But I think what people miss sometimes is like the
Andrews, that's his last
name. Andrews, yeah. Is that, you know, it's Bill Belichick, and he's able to make something – out of these kids, and some things you just can't put your finger on. Whatever it is, he's got it.
Yeah, the name that always comes up for me when I think about Belichick, Rob Ninkovich.
Yeah.
This was like a special teams outcast that had been kind of bounced around. All of a sudden he gets to New England, he's a double-digit sack guy.
Right.
Like, how does that happen?
I don't know. But what's funny, as a former Bills fan, what I think is funny is when it doesn't work out for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like the tight end.
Like Antoine Smith that they had
like
the running back
years ago. The yeah. running back. What? The, well, yeah. Aaron
the
Hernandez.
Tight end.
Well,
yes.
That didn't work out
for a lot of people.
David Wilkinson, who does 11 Alive, I was on his show this past Sunday, and he goes, "What do you think of the move? Martellus Bennett, is that a good or a bad move?" I said, "Well, it's a good move." I said, "Unlike Aaron Hernandez, he won't be doing 25 to life." Yeah, he may be crazy, but he ain't that crazy.
This is the look of the brand new Falcon cast right here. This is the look of it.
See,
it is.
I like this because not being in front of the camera, I'm just
you're
I mean,
just
I know,
forgetting.
Yeah, just you know what?
This see, is, see, this is why I wanted to do this.
This is what you hear Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 on.
Plug a lug, look at it.
Plug. Well,
we are. Hey, we are proud of you, though. We are proud of you.
Dude, I'm glad to still be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
There, can we go behind the scenes for a second?
Yeah, let's go behind the scenes. Let's.
We'll
you want to talk about yoga? Yeah.
No, well, we'll do that too. I will talk about yoga. I have no problem with that. There was a possibility I was going to leave.
Yeah,
I was going to leave the city. I know you guys know, but you know, people out there, and it was. I'm glad to still be here.
I'm glad you're here.
You were
too.
Pretty passionate too. I remember.
Oh yeah,
going behind the scenes, he was pretty,
pretty
passionate.
Pretty passionate.
Pretty close.
But I'm glad you got what you wanted. Mm-hmm. And you fulfilled a dream, you see.
Got what he deserved.
He got two dreams,
sometimes
man.
Sometimes you
he
can go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, new job.
I listen to TLC.
New job, new old lady.
I met Chili in a Walmart parking lot in Stone Mountain. She's every bit as beautiful as you see on TV.
I met her at Deion Sanders Hall of Fame party.
Really?
And I agree with you.
Yeah. She came walking out of Walton. And here's what's funny. She's a huge wrestling fan, huge WWE fan.
I did not know that.
And her and I used to tweet back and forth.
I promise on everything.
Talking about Monday Night Raw or just whatever.
Twitter. Really? Really?
Yep. And when she walked by.
Y'all talk about Monday Night Raw.
She walked. She literally, anytime WWE is here, she's there.
She's there.
She's front row, screaming, yelling. Yeah. I think she really likes Randy Orton. Randy Orton's him and I have a similar build.
Oh yeah.
So now you reminded her of him.
No. I look nothing like Randy Orton. That's obviously what it is. She walked out of Walmart and I said, "Hey Chili, how you doing?" I said, you know, we talked via Twitter and she's like, "Yeah, sure." She had no idea who I was. We talked for a couple of minutes and then of course people started realizing who it was. That's Chili. And I said, I'm going to let you go now because I know what this is going to turn into.
You just gazing.
You missed a good opportunity to be like, oh, no. Act like the security guard. Like the bouncer.
See, here's the problem. She's a girl that's in a lot of shape, and I'm engaged now. I wasn't back then.
You could have been the dude that's like, excuse me, my lady has to get out of here. And that could have led to you. You could have been on her shell.
She might have punched me right in the throat.
Been on her shell.
Guy, I'm not your lady. Funk.
Well, I don't know with all this yoga you've been doing.
Yeah, okay.
So. All this downward dog you've been talking about.
Three-legged dog. Okay, so
great segue.
We have talked about.
Speaking of wrestling.
We have talked about. And speaking of wrestling, it actually is a great segue. We have talked about during the summertime, I know I want to lose some weight. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to actually start working out with Shock, but, you know, Shock is on the advanced level. I need to start intermediate and work my way back up. So Diamond Dallas Page. DDP, who is a famous wrestler, wrestled in the WWE, self high five, bang, doing all that stuff.
Yeah,
he started yoga,
8 years ago,
yeah. Somewhere like that. Mm-hmm. And he just opened a performance center a little while ago over in Smyrna. And I said, you know what? I've been hearing about this. He legitimately saved some wrestlers' lives. Guys that were well into the 300 pound and couldn't walk. And with his yoga and his workout plan, he's got guys down, you know, at 215, 220, living their life again. So I said, you know, I'm going to try it. I'm a big fan of the guy. And I went online and it had your first class was free.
That's how they get you.
All right, perfect. I'll go in there. The first class was easy. The beginner class, I was like, this is a joke.
Was DDP there?
Not the first day. But Stevie Richards, who used to be a wrestler, actually still is a wrestler, was teaching the class.
Get out of here.
So, cool. I'm sitting there doing yoga with Stevie Richards.
I got to go with you.
Stevie's really cool. I talked to him, and I said, you know what? I want to try the more advanced class. So I went in and signed up for a couple of months. They had a deal, whatever. So I signed up for that. The beginner class is like 30 minutes of breathing and stretching, and you're going, okay, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Second class, I went to the more advanced class, and it's an hour. And like the last 20 minutes are all core exercises.
Nice.
The good thing is it's low impact on your knees. As you guys know, I get injured about every 30 minutes.
As we know,
yeah. So a lot of stuff there. Last Monday, and I should have told you guys, they did a live stream. They do a live stream every Monday. DDP teaches the class.
Mm.
So here I am in the class with DDP.
Oh!
He's doing yoga.
No.
So we're in there for an hour, and they're on camera streaming this thing, and I'm going, I can't be the guy that taps out.
But it's but you was hurting.
Oh, struggling. Because as people tell, on his logo it says it's not your mama's yoga.
Mm.
Because it's not. It's a lot of strength training with flexibility.
Stability.
So yesterday
stuff, huh?
I'm in class. I go to my normal Monday class, and as soon as we leave here, I'm going to go to class, and Stevie Richards is teaching the class, and we're fine. Who puts a mat down directly next to me but Mr. Self High Five himself, Diamond Dallas Page?
Really?
Yeah.
That's it. Right
going,
next to you.
We're going to yoga. What time? Yoga starts at
6:30.
We're going to yoga.
Yeah, we're going to yoga. But he's a super nice guy. The class is fun. And
so you had to hold your own, though, with him being next to you. Huh?
Oh, when he was next to me, he was like, you got to line your body up a little bit better. I'm like, all right, man.
Oh, they own you.
Sweating, and they have a heart monitor on you. They count your calories.
Wow.
So in like a 45-minute workout, I'm burning 800 calories.
That's awesome.
So it's a really fun class. And
that's great.
Yeah,
that's really great. I'm really seriously want to go. Other useless wrestling facts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Rick Steiner?
Yeah.
Of the Steiner Brothers?
Of course.
Sells real estate in Marietta.
Really?
You can go buy a house from Rick Steiner.
That's awesome. Now, does he show up in the wrestling headgear with the Michigan singlet on?
God, that would be amazing. I'd buy anything from him.
You got to tell people, obviously, I don't think they could listen to it here, but they got to go and check out your boy Hogan and what happened to him.
Yeah.
You guys hear what happened to Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, he's getting paid.
He's getting paid.
But what happened in the –
Did you hear the audio of him in court?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
No.
It's pretty funny. Just know you got to hear it. It's on my Twitter page from about a week and a half ago,
at JonMichaels929, if you want to scroll back and look. Let's just say there's some audio of him.
And there's a third person in the room.
And he gets confused – As they're talking about Terry Bollea, that's his real name. And he goes, well, it's not mine. It's Hulk Hogan's. What?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he turned into that. It was absolutely fantastic.
It was hilarious. It was pretty good.
And the only segue I can get from that is Bosek's question today for Break with Bosek is completely as off the rails as everything we just talked about.
This is off the top rope
kind
of stuff.
This is like Macho Man like Randy Savage. Coming out of nowhere.
That's what Bosek, the break's for. The break's, supposed to be nice and wild.
Bosek, you better have a good answer then. Yeah.
See, the break.
This is crazy.
The break now is getting as crazier because the actual content itself is now a little bit
crazier. Maybe next week I'll keep it simple.
Flashbacks of his, you know, he's about to go do yoga. You know?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'll keep it simple next week. I'll ask you what's your favorite color or something.
No, no, Bosek, don't get sensitive.
I like this. Almost a year into it, Bosek's personality is just blossoming.
It's finally coming out.
All right, here you go.
Talk to us, Bo.
You break into someone's house.
All right.
Theoretically.
Theoretically.
But instead of stealing anything, you leave something there that will mess with them to confuse them. What do you leave in their house?
Why do I feel like you and I are thinking of the same exact thing?
Wow. I think we're thinking the same exact thing.
What are you going to do in the house? What are you going to leave in the house?
Here's what I would do to completely mess with it. And this is only because...
I got a nasty one. I don't think you can say it.
That's what I first thought of, but I'm trying to keep it PG.
Why didn't I flush the toilet?
This is awful. I have a Beavis and Butthead, like, gigantic picture frame. It's from the original year of the cartoon, and it's signed by Mike Judge.
Oh, nice.
The fiance has already told me, that thing is not moving with us. Ugh. I said, it's moving. It just may stay in a storage area somewhere. Hmm. But can you imagine breaking into somebody's house and replace, like, the family picture in the middle and just hanging up Beavis and Butthead and leaving?
That would be great. You could do that at my place anytime.
It may be passed to you, didn't it?
I would gladly accept
it. It's an awesome picture.
I would gladly accept it because I'm a bachelor.
Yeah.
Forever.
No, you're not.
I would do something crazy like, I don't know why I thought about this, but like you break into their house and you get all their bowls of cereal and you put all the bowls of cereal in a bowl.
Are you kidding me right now?
What? You thought of this too?
Keep going.
No way. Come on. No way. You thought of this too? No way.
Okay. So my thing was that I would go in and I would take all their cereal and open the boxes and just spray it all over the floor. All of their cereal all over the floor and then just leave.
So you'd be like in Step Brothers when they were sleepwalking and they were just opening stuff. Yes.
All over just the cereal though. Just the cereal. The fact that you mentioned cereal in yours is just blowing my mind right now.
Mine was just put all the cereal in a bowl and just leave it all across the table, and they come in the house and be like, why is there 10 bowls of cereal sitting on the counter?
Now, would you put milk in there or just the cereal?
No. Just the cereal and then have 10 spoons just sitting there like...
That'd
be confusing. If that happened.
I think we're on to something here. We should talk offline.
Oh, about, we got some ideas.
Like the cereal bandits or something.
April Fool's is coming up.
Cereal bandits.
I'm always into pranks.
You're already thinking of some stuff. Huh?
What if we...
I just don't need coy wire involved.
...with a certain wife to trick a certain player...
Mm-hmm.
By throwing his cereal all over the place.
I like where you're
quite
going
possible.
With
okay, like we might be able to make that happen.
Okay,
I like that.
We gotta have a video of that, of course.
Well, of course. We wouldn't do it without it.
No. So we're not gonna be like the wet bandits from Home Alone, you know, not the wet.
The
wet bandits.
Sticky bandits.
Home
Alone's
my
movie.
Home
Alone is
his jam.
It's his jam.
Coming to America.
Say, get out of Home Alone. Coming to America.
Coming to America. Good Lord, I ain't sitting next to you again. He just poked. That was like the finger poke of death.
I've gotten one of those.
I think my arm just went numb.
Many times has DJ come up to me and just like rabbit punched me in the kidney. And for like 3 days, I walk around like, it's just a little.
Or he grabs like your neck and shoulder.
He doesn't know his own strength. That's his problem.
Well, he's got quarterback hands. What are your hands measure out at?
Got to be able to grip the rock. I don't remember, man. They were one of the biggest ones. I think I was top of all the categories except for like Cutler beat me in like one or two.
Would you sign me or John to play quarterback?
No.
Oh, gosh.
You can grip the rock right there.
Now, they call us Jimmy Dean.
Yeah.
We got little sausage fingers.
Now, over here, Palm and Bob over here.
Now, if we played in with a mini football, I could throw that thing.
We could play with
the Nerf guy.
I could toss a baseball.
Well, that's part of the combine. How far you can throw it, accuracy, y'all. We can do all that too, man.
We can do that.
Yeah, I like that.
We got to get that going at some point. I'm going on vacation though. As people are listening to this right now, I'm on vacation.
You're on vacation mode. Well, you know what?
Digitally.
Our final play of the day, that'll be pretty simple.
And as people are listening to this, yesterday was DJ Shockley's birthday.
So. Shock DZ. 23rd,
baby.
23?
23 years old, baby.
No.
32?
Add 10 more to that, yeah.
32?
33. 33. Three spot.
Good for you.
Yeah, man. I'm growing up,
Happy
man.
Birthday.
No doubt, man. A lot of people
what are the plans? 33.
What are the plans?
We actually celebrated a little bit this past weekend.
Okay.
Went to a little Southern Legends of Southern Hip Hop concert.
Nice.
Trick Daddy, Bun B, Juvenile, Mystical.
Now, I heard 8-Ball and MJG were
Pastor
awesome.
Pastor Troy, 8-Ball, y'all, off the chain.
Yeah. Oh, my off gosh. Where was this?
Fox
At the
Theater.
Fox Theater.
How did we miss that?
Off the chain, man.
I thought I had.
I walked out with a contact, but it was pretty cool, though. It was cool, though.
Do not drug test.
I'm a little surprised that wasn't held outdoors somewhere. Yeah.
I mean, throughout the whole time, they had a comic who was, you know, bringing guys in and out.
Yeah.
And after every intermission, he was saying, Fox Theater, I'm sorry. Y'all had to open the windows. And when I went, it was on Saturday. So he said, hope y'all don't have no midnight mass tomorrow. Y'all got to open the doors in here. This going to be in here for a while.
Well, speaking of which, we'll make this easy. Our final play, your vacation spot. Where's the place you love to go on vacation, Jay?
I go home. I go home to Rochester, New York. That's where I am as you're listening to this, hanging with the folks.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Love Jerry and Carol and love to get up there as much as I can. Hoping to get that kid. Can you guys maybe make the plea for them to move down here? I've been trying for years to get them to
they
come
down here. Move down here.
Jay. Move down here. Come on, man.
Be
come
a
on.
Guest of the come on.
That's it.
Weather's a little bit
Weather's
better.
Weather's great.
Yeah.
Let's get them down here. Yeah. But, doing that, and that's it. Just hanging
Shock.
Out. Relaxing.
Your favorite vacation
spot? When I went to DR, Punta Cana, that's where you're going.
Yes.
I know you're going there in a little bit. Was awesome. Always have a good time. I've been down last year. First time I went down to Hilton Head and had a outstanding time. And I think we're going back again this year. So I think Hilton Head and DR were two of my favorite spots.
Bosek?
I don't have many favorite vacation spots. If I was more fortunate to be on more tropical places, one of them would be to go like to the Caribbean or Samoa. Or Hawaii.
Oh, Samoa, yeah. Nice.
Samoa is like one of my dream places to go to.
That'd be cool.
I am planning, I guess I'll have a, what's that thing called, a honeymoon coming up eventually.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. I want to go to Bora Bora. Mm-hmm. Now, I've not been. I've just seen the pictures.
So nice they named it twice. Huh?
Yeah, it looks beautiful. But the place I've been, I cannot wait. May can't get here fast enough. It's part of why I got to keep going.
Have you guys set a date?
April 20. I think it's going to be April 22nd. I'm out of the plane. I just said, look.
Wait, April. Like
No, not this year. No, 2017.
I was going to say. John
move fast, don't he, boy?
I was going to say, me and DJ got to go get fitted right. for our tuxes now.
You got to get right.
No, it'll be next. It'll be 2017.
We're doing a Falcon cast from his reception. By
that would be awesome.
You know, April 24th is my birthday. So
there you go.
Nice. So that'll be 24th. Perfect. Huh? That'll be perfect.
Well, here's another thing. 25.
My daughter's birthday is April 20th.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
And by the way, I won't be able to do this between now. Happy 24th. Birthday to Kane, my son. Uh-huh.
Kane.
He'll be
Kane.
7 on Saturday.
Nice.
So, yeah. My little guy birthday. Is birthday Sunday.
Oh, really?
My the 27th. Trey.
Nice.
Trey. Trey's birthday.
I'm the only one in there. I got no birthdays coming up. I got nothing.
Yeah, well, trust me.
Usually.
Seven right now is how many video games can I buy you at one time? Either way, my favorite vacation, simple, Punta Cana. Cannot wait for May to get here.
All right. Well, I'm going to say we're going to add one more final play here.
Okay.
Because we got to bring it back to the Falcons at the end.
We had a legal procedure. We got to replay the play.
We got to bring it back
before
to the
Falcons. Before you get to this final play, you don't forget it. I want to point out all season long, you guys got on me for – not answering my own question.
Oh.
You always yelled at me, hey, you're not going to get out of this one, Bosa.
So you got one. There we go, Bosa.
No, I almost got out of this one. You guys didn't say anything.
That's very true. But guess what? You ratted yourself out.
I ratted myself out, so I want to tell you guys what I would do. No, I got two different things.
Got to have a
good one. I was so shocked over the cereal. we were on the same wavelength with the cereal.
All right. I would do two things. Okay. One, I would just move the furniture around, just like flip it. So like if the couch is over here, like, I'd flip it over there. I would just do little
take it
something
one step
subtle.
Get yourself some Gorilla Glue and just glue it. Yeah.
That would be amazing. If that was easy, I would do that.
You had time.
Other thing, this is a very simple one. Go find their calendar in the house. Go in like a couple months. Circle the date. And like write Sharpie and say, don't forget.
That would be so messed up. Oh, I would surely be like, that is simple but good.
Yeah, honey, that is so simple, and I'm gonna do it to everybody I know.
Honey, what does May 20th signify? why does this say very important? Don't forget.
Ooh,
what, I'm not sure what's going on here.
I'm gonna that's do that. I'm really, gonna do that at somebody's really house now.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna take like Snapchats of me doing that to people. I am gonna do that.
You know what?
But the only thing is, you're not gonna be around to see it when it happens.
You don't need to be. No. You don't need to be. Because it's going to drive them nuts. As soon as they flip that page.
When that month comes up.
You know what?
I have going on at
our
the end of the month.
Our assistant program director, and I don't think he listens to the Falcon cast, he's got a giant calendar in his office. It's got everything like Braves opening day, Falcons draft, party.
Don't crush him.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put something
big
giant.
Big red.
Don't forget.
What if you know what you do, y'all? You might even go a step further and like put an address on it, just like put a random, put a random like Chevron up there. Like, what am I supposed to be here for?
All right, what do you have as a final play?
All right, final play. We'll bring it. We'll wrap it up with some Falcon stuff. I want to know yards and touchdowns for Mohamed Sanu in 2016.
Yards
and touchdowns. I'm gonna go 650 and 4.
I'm going to go with 745, and I'm going to say he scores 5 touchdowns.
It is total, not just receiving. Or it could be rushing as well.
Oh, okay.
Because he can't do it all.
So total. I mean, sure, yeah.
All right,
total.
I'll go 705.
705.
How many TDs?
5.
Okay.
Sorry, 700. Yep, 700.
Okay.
Yep.
5 touchdowns. Okay. I'll go 651.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Price is right.
Price is right.
And I'll say 5.
So I've got everything below.
Yep.
Basically. The lowest bidder.
You there take you go. It below.
There we go.
There it is.
Thanks for listening.
Deuce out.